Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Another cold front, huh? I mean, colder than this one?
Yeah.
High of 49. Thanks, Dan Holiday, who does a good job for us, even if he's bringing us bad news. Okay, coming up a little bit, we've got Cindy O's Twitter question. It has to do with the biggest waste of money that your parents ever spent on you. We've got OTD coming up about an hour and 10 minutes from right now, and we've got a lot of guests from now until then. We've got Lee Sterling, who is really on a roll. He was 10-2 last week. And gave us four freebies last week. Took all the chalk. Took all favorites, and they all covered. Bama, BYU, Pittsburgh, and the Chiefs. He will again give us the Chiefs. And I guess we can pick his brain about what he thinks the snow may or may not do. I think I have a pretty good idea what he's going to say about the Chiefs playing in the snow. But that'll be one of the five picks that he brings to us, and he joins us right now on the hotline here on a Football Friday. Lee, just crowing for you about your 10-2 run and your 4-0 freebies that you gave us. Does it feel any different preparing for a week, handing out games when you're hot versus when you're cold, or is it just doing the job and business as usual for you?
It is a little bit different. I mean, when you lose, you start doubting yourself a little bit. So, not going to lie. You have to go back and see why you lost. Even when I win, I go back and see, why the game was lost. And that's part of, being a decent handicapper and better. So, it is much more fun, though, when you're seeing things right. You've got to put in an extra hour or two, which we definitely had to do this week with the Big Ten and the Mountain West joining the party. So don't mind it at all when you're winning.
Well, and I feel like I ask you that a million times, how you handicap a game or a lean toward a side when both teams are 0-0, but that's what you're going to do with the Big Ten.
It's a little tougher.
Oh, so, man.
You watch game tape. We're not talking about that game, but for instance, the Michigan game against Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
Michigan has a brand new quarterback, Joe Milton. So I went back and I watched every play. It wasn't a whole lot. I think he only has about 45, 50 plays that he played at Michigan. Watched every play, every snap he took there, and even in high school, watched a game or two to see what I'm dealing with. So if you want to get ahead, not many people do that. I think that's why we've been so successful.
Very good. Lee is 10-2 in his last 12. He's on a roll, so go to ParamountSports.com, and he'll give you the game of the week if you do that, and that has to do with the Big Ten, as I understand it, 800-400-9741. Yep. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. Now, for us Big 12 folks, we've got a plethora of games, and Lee will give us a couple freebies, what he thinks about the great state of Texas. Texas, yep. And Baylor. Baylor has been hit and miss as far as even being able to get on the field. And the Texas Longhorns have been hit and miss as far as, well, being Texas.
Tackling,
yeah, sure. That's kind of a big part of football. They're laying 9 against Baylor, Lee. Fire away on this one.
I think if Baylor was 100% and had played up to the way I think they could, I would maybe side with Baylor. But this is a team that started practicing again on Sunday. They would have had trouble fielding a team last week. Everyone thought that the offense was going to be fine. They returned most of their starters from their offense from last year. It was the defense that returned, I think, only three starters. But the defense has been okay. The offense, they only mustered 256 yards versus West Virginia. I thought that Charlie Brewer looked off. I mean, even the announcers, I think one of the announcers alluded to him, maybe something wrong with his arm. He didn't look the same. And I wonder what's going on there. Texas, the defense, I mean, they had a lot of busts in coverage. They lost their two safeties during the game against Oklahoma. They're not real good, Texas, but I think the right side, I think Sam Erlinger is going to look to avenge that game that lost last year, 24-10 to Baylor. I think Texas might be the right side, 35-20 over Baylor.
Yeah, you can't just look normal in the Big 12 and get away with it.
No.
You know, Texas at least can get up and down and score points, and Baylor, at least for now, doesn't look like they can. So I'm with you there.
Yeah, so does it look like something's maybe wrong with him?
For a guy that's been around as long as he has, and I don't want to say that there's something wrong with Brock Purdy too, but the production hadn't been there for either one of those guys. And those guys are the deans of the league as far as snaps taken at quarterback.
But at least for Iowa State's sake, at least they can run the football. Baylor's not much of a runner.
Yeah, Breece Hall is a really good running back, and Baylor doesn't have one of those. Speaking of, maybe the game of the week in the Big 12, I find this really interesting that Iowa State is only catching 3.5 going down to Stillwater. It's been a little bit since Oklahoma State's played. They've had to set out a couple of different weeks. One, a scheduled bye week, and then that Baylor game that was supposed to be played wasn't. So how do you see this one and maybe the game of the week in the Big 12?
So I think Iowa State might benefit from the matchup. Sometimes it's not how good you are, it's how you match up against your opponent. Mm-hmm. So Oklahoma State's defense, you look at them statistically, they're number 6 in the country. But that defense is designed for stopping 3 and 4 wide receiver spread offenses of the 12. Iowa State's offense is completely different, about as far away as you can get from that. They run a lot of 12 and 13 personnel. What that is a 12 personnel is one running back and two tight ends. 13 personnel is one running back and three tight ends. And all three of their tight ends go 6-6, 6-6, and 6-7. So create some real mismatches when they do throw the football. All the safeties for Oklahoma State are 6 feet or less. And then if it comes down to coaching, I mean, give me Matt Campbell over Mike Gundy. Mike Gundy in big games hasn't fared too well here. So I like Iowa State also really good on the road, 10-5 against the spread as a road dog. In fact, the last 38 games in the Big 12, they've covered 25 of them. I think the wrong team's favorite. I like Iowa State 30-27.
All right. Cyclones with a bounce back after that Louisiana game, the very first game of the year. All right. What we want around here for years and years and generally haven't gotten it is a sunflower showdown, a true one. KU is really short when it comes to the quarterback position. They wanted to go to Jalen Daniels, a freshman. He's been injured for the last couple of games. K-State quietly has bounced back from the Arkansas State game, and they're laying a pretty big number in a rivalry game, but is it a rivalry game really, because Kansas State has had its way in this one for quite a while.
It's crazy to think now that Arkansas State beat them. If you watched them last night, Arkansas State is not good at all. So, I mean, it was one of those games, a lot of guys were out, and Arkansas State played their best game. We're going to look back on it and say, wow, that was maybe the upset of the season. And then Kansas State comes back and beats Oklahoma. So that's college football sometimes. But here's the problem for Kansas. They only have two takeaways. They did play really hard on defense last week. I thought they played well. They were flying to the football, getting off blocks. But when you only have two takeaways, even though you're playing good defense, you got to set up the offense, which isn't very good. And that's one of the main reasons they're 0-4. Kansas State on offense, quarterback not a great thrower, but only one turnover in 4 games. That's the game they play. And now Puka Williams, he taps out due to COVID health concerns. I think it was more he finally got something really nice on tape, that kickoff return, and He feels he's probably going, you know, second, third, fourth round, and why take a chance of getting hurt at this point? The season looks lost, and Kansas, you know, I'd never seen really two good efforts, two back-to-back weeks, and Kansas State, just think that they've dominated this series. You know, they've won all the last 11, 8-3 against the spread. I think more of the same. Kansas State 45-14.
Yeah, that spread, by the way, 18, K-State laying 18 in the Sunflower Showdown. Right. All right, let's go to the pros. This is the second time in a row that you've given us a freebie when it has to do with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They cruised against the Browns, and I think what they showed is, of course, this is last week, but what they showed us, Lee, is Pittsburgh takes that Cleveland game and the Ravens game ultra seriously. They don't mess around in those games, and they left Cleveland in the dust. They'll get another similar one in Tennessee. It's a small number. It's only a point and a half. Pittsburgh's favored. Do you see them putting together back-to-back great efforts?
Well, sometimes it's, you know, not how good you are. It's you know, ebb and flow of the NFL is crazy. I mean, a lot of people liked Green Bay last week. And I told everyone, no, this is, they're 4-0. It's not a must-win game. It was a must-win game for Tampa Bay.
Uh-huh.
I think this is a must-win game for Tennessee, and it sets up perfectly. If they played a couple weeks ago, I probably would have, when they were supposed to play, this game was moved,
yeah,
I'd probably give out Pittsburgh, but now Pittsburgh's coming off the Cleveland game. They probably played, gave their A or A-minus performance. Mm-hmm. And Tennessee, yeah, the, you know, less, almost 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago now, on Tuesday night was amazing. But they kind of went through the motions, which was expected in their win against Houston in overtime. I think they're pinning towards this game. This is a big game for them. And by playing it a couple weeks later, they got A.J. Brown healthy. Jonnu Smith, the tight end, is emerging as a force. Ryan Tannehill, the last 15 games, 40 touchdowns, just 7 interceptions. And I didn't even mention yet Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is going to be going up against a Pittsburgh defense without Bush, middle linebacker, their best, I think, their best player.
Yep.
Not the biggest, strongest, fastest guy. The guy is just a tackling machine, plays the game the way it should be played. And the way to run the ball on Pittsburgh is not go east and west. It's north and south, and that's the kind of runner Derrick Henry is. And if he gets into that secondary, look out. He might be 28 to the gate, Nate, like he did last week, last game. He goes 90-something yards. I think Tennessee wins this game 31-23.
Dude's got a 200-yard game, three consecutive seasons, when everybody knows that 22 is getting the ball. He's an animal. Okay, so the Chiefs game at Denver, possible weather. Jad and I were talking about it a little bit earlier, 1-3, 3-5, whatever. But would you agree, Lee, that snow doesn't bother you as far as handicapping as much as wind and rain, and neither of those are expected, so are you worried at all about possible snow out in Denver?
Yeah, it's something that I'll be obviously following if I'm going to give it to my clients. And, you know, it's part of the game. But, yeah, wind and rain, much. You know, if you watch the Buffalo game, look what Kansas City did. They ran the ball. It was all about ball control, and you know, they showed that they can do that. So Denver used a 37-24 run-pass split to win at New England last week. Their problem was, they lacked the receivers that can downfield and get that separation. Their defense also now going to face a more elusive quarterback who has a strong arm and who's accurate. And there was opportunities for Cam Newton. He just was out of sync, I guess, after dealing with COVID. And that was to be more that was more expected than what you saw in a couple weeks ago with Tennessee, which was crazy 10 days ago how they played.
Yeah.
So I think you'll see Denver's defense have problems. They're missing guys, like I said, key guys in the pass rush. And we'll follow the weather. That's part of it. But as long as the weather's not terrible, little snow's no problem as long as there's no rain and also wind. I like Kansas City here, 34-24.
Yeah, that line is 9.5, and Jad and I pointed out that they played in the snow in Arrowhead last year, and it didn't bother Mahomes at all. And there was snow all over the ground. All right, your game of the week will be for your clients, for those that go to ParamountSports.com or that call you, 800-400-9741. You got a little special going here, 9 for 97, and you can get in on the Big Ten, which kicks off this weekend, right, Lee?
Yeah, they're joining the party, so Mountain West. So,
Mountain West, yeah.
Last week we had a 7-for-70 special. We went 7-0. If you're on our phone service for the month of the year, you went 10-2. We're having an incredible year. No one, I don't think, out there is documented anywhere close to we are. We've won 6 of 7 weeks. So if you want to hop on board, how about this? 9 selections, $97 for Saturday and Sunday. You want to get 6 weeks. We don't call it November, the month coming up. We call it Dovember. 6 weeks, $347 if you use coupon code SAVE200. And we also do the UFC, big UFC 254 tomorrow morning, starts at 9:15, the prelims. We've got Khabib versus Gaethje, Russia versus the United States there. It's one of the best matches we may ever see, matchups in the last couple years. So we have 7 selections, 77 available there. And we've won 21 of 27 cards in the UFC, and we have a 50-unit selection on that card. It's not that fight, but we will have that fight. But one of the other fights is a 50-unit selection, and we're 11-2 on these 40 to 50-unit selections in the UFC. So it's all up and available. ParamountSports.com. You want to get the Ohio State-Nebraska game for free, just call right now, 800-400-9741.
Good stuff, Lee. Have a great weekend, man.
Okay, Shane. You too.
All right. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Give him a ring at 800-400-9741 or go to the website and win some money. Because who doesn't like free money? All right, when we come back, we will explore the Cindio HRO Twitter question. Jad and I will talk Peanuts holiday specials and what's so significant about them coming up this Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. A Football Friday Sports Daily rolls on with Shane and Jad, and it is 9:44 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!